So take a deep breath. Oh, I need a drink of water. Ah, so it is good day to you again, huh? Very good to see each of you, huh? Now that your little brains are full, you've got all that water coming out of your head and all that energy and all that release, huh? Very good. And you're still sitting upright, most of you. And you're still connecting with that energy, most of you, huh? You're acknowledging that focus. For you see, everything that has happened today is for your highest good and highest joy. Every single particle, even the can't decide this or 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 this. How many people helped us get their sword today? Yeah, all of them. That is a metaphor for your life. So it is time for you to just make a decision and go with it. Because you see, that hesitancy, and is it all right if we use you as a little example? Oh, good. Because we would not do it if you did not let us. You see, sometimes we are caught in between decision. We are caught in between making that focus. We are caught in something that we call uncertainty. And because of that uncertainty that keeps us frozen in time, yes, we don't make a move. That keeps us stuck. And when we don't make a move, then everything starts falling apart around us. Right? And then the universe tries to really get your attention, yes? Knocks you over the head with maybe a 2x4. Or says, you have to come to this workshop no matter what. Or sometimes it is about illness gets your attention. Because of your own indecision. You have foot problems? Foot? What are you holding yourself back from? Why aren't you moving forward? What is the challenge there? You have problems with your hips? What is it in your life that is out of balance? You have problems with your back? That is an interesting one, eh? Because in some cultures, the back is your past. And in some cultures, the front is your future. Yes? However, we believe that is ridiculous. We believe that your back is your future. And your front is your past. Because you can see where you have been. But you cannot see where you are going. So then it is up to you to ask the question, which is it? Does your back hurt? Because we saw several people with back problems. Does your back hurt because you're afraid of the future? Or you haven't let go of the past? Huh? You understand that the universe, source, God, what spirit, whatever you wish to call that, we do not, Yonaka, God. Yes? Did we say that right? Oh, no, it's Monica. 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 So now God is Monica. Or Barbara, or Tom, or Gabrielle, or whoever.
You see, that energy that is so deeply ingrained within you, that it has to be this way because your family has done it this way and tradition has done it this way, or you've always been that way. Well, stop it. You have not always been anyway. Yes? Because if you think that you have always been a certain way, if you think that, then it becomes so. Yes? So instead, think of what it is like when your life is in the slipstream. What are you creating? One time, Arvis or Marilyn said, I would love to travel for my living. And I would love to pay me money just because I'm such a fun person. Guess what? That is what she is doing. She's doing a lot more besides that. But that's the slipstream. That's that energy of divine flow. The universe, God, Source, Monica, they will only say yes to you. They will only say yes. Ransom? Ramon. Ramon. Yes. Eli. Yes. Yes. So if you're thinking, I'm stuck, they're saying yes. If you're thinking, I'm moving forward, I'm breaking free, I'm not quite sure where the next step is going, but I'm going to take some step. They're saying yes. A step in every direction is the perfect step. Yes. I'm going to do this. Yes. I am a power-filled being. I'm going to learn English. Yes. I am learning English. Yes. I am learning Spanish. Yes. I'm learning to be a better me. Yes. I am learning to love myself. Yes. Do you know what we have discovered with you wonderful humans? We love you humans so much. You're so entertaining. Is that when you say, I love myself, and you know all those classes, they say to look in the mirror and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the vessel Marilyn would look in the mirror and say, I love you, but can't you lose a few pounds? Or I love you, but can't you do something with this hair? I love you, but... I love you, but, I love you, but. Well, that is not working. Because her cells or your cells may not be buying the fact that you are saying, I love you to you. Because that's really the hardest. Because when you love you, you are the worthy ones. You are worthy. You are enough. You are all things. So instead, we would ask you to say, I am willing to learn to love myself more. Yes? Your cells can buy that one. Yes? I am willing to learn to love myself enough to make changes in my world. I am willing to learn that I am a good person and I do bring value to other people's lives. I am willing to do this for me because I am worthy of being the best me I can be. You understand what we say? So when you look in the mirror and do those other exercises and say, I love me, and yourselves are not quite buying it, we play a song, I love me. If you do that dance and play that song, I love me, it helps. Because it gets your consciousness out of the way. And you don't have to look in the mirror while you dance. And as you understand that, you get the opportunity to then teach that to others. And as you teach that to others, it becomes less fearful, huh? Breathe. Did you know that you stopped breathing a few moments ago? Why? It is good. And it is safe. Yes? Yes. Trust yourself. All that is past is past. Breathe. Let it all go. Breathe into it. You are a catalyst for everyone here. Thank you. Gracias. Breathe into it. Breathe into your heart. Trust yourself. Let it all go. All that past energy, all that past focus, stop it. It is nothing. It is not affecting you. Better? Not yet. We can see. So as you know that energy, is it all right? Take a deep breath. As you know, all of that energy and all of that connectivity is for you. Because as it connects with you, you are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the divine focus, the divine connector. You are our future of this planet. You know this, big responsibility, eh? Because with that responsibility, the gentleness and the love is so power-filled, everything is possible. That connection is so power-filled, everything is healed. That connection is so wise because you are. We are good. Take a deep breath. Much better. So in that energy, know that you each carry that same fear. You each carry that same doubt. You each carry that because it has been programmed into you from the time you were an infant and before. When you were in your mother's womb, yes? What did she say? Did she say, oh, I'm so excited, I have this baby in here, I'm so excited, I love it? Or did she say, why am I so fat? Huh? You took that in. That is where it started in this life. And now is the time to release all of that old program. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to live in that slipstream? Let's just do it, huh? Stand up. Do it with us. Ready for the slipstream? Think of what you're creating. You can even do it on one foot. Or not. We love you so much. we see you and know that it is all within you. It is all within you, everything. All we get to do is uncover it. Is it all right if we play you a song? Because music gets things into the cells of your body. That is one of the tools, yes? It's music. And when you get that into the cells of your body, then it is easier to walk away with it. To remind yourself that it is within me. That enlightenment. Because you are magnificent.